Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Tezvav, we begin the Amid Beis, begin the Tez de Bemasra, Tez begin the words of the Gemara, Asu Inu, they came along and Gazra, Gusha, Lister, Bechulu, they came and made a Digzera on the clods of earth that to require a burning if it comes in contact, which Tez comes to explain. What's the Gemara's answer from the question regarding the Kli Zchuchas, regarding the glassware? In other words, the Gemara brought a Brisa. They made a gzera on the tuma of the land of Eretz Amim and on Klis Chuchas regarding glassware. That the Gemara asks, what do you mean? The Rabbanon that were 80 years before the Churban, they're the one that made the gzera regarding Tumas Eretz Amim and Klis Chuchas. As we learned in the Brisa, 80 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they made a gzera on Eretz Amim and Klis Chuchas. Whereas Yosef ben Yez and Yosef ben Yechanan were many years beforehand. Oh, and that answers the Gemara that Yosef ben Yez and Yosef ben Yechanan, their gzera initially was that it should be burnt regarding the laws of Truma, regarding if the clod of earth from the Eretz Amim touched the Truma. But regarding Truma going into the airspace of Eretz Amim, if without touching the earth, that they did not make a gzera at all. And that came later on, the sages of 80 years before the Churban, they made a gzera regarding Truma, even if it just goes into the airspace of Eretz Amim, even if it didn't touch the off of Eretz Amim, the lach is going to be that toilin as the Truma, meaning it's not permitted to be eaten, but you don't burn it. And that is Taisa's the glaring question, because it's difficult, the Meklis Chuchis, but regarding the glassware, Loi Tirit Klum. The Gemara doesn't answer regarding that question at all, because the Gemara has two questions. One, who made the gzera? One regarding Tumas Eretz Amim, one regarding glassware, and the Gemara only addresses that of Tumas Eretz Amim. Says Taisus, and that's a fiddle fi amaskana. Even according to the Gemara's conclusion, that the Gemara concludes that the two Yaisis, they gzera was initially on Truma that touched the of Eretz Amim, that you should be Taila, whereas regarding Truma that came into the airspace of Eretz Amim without touching, they did not make gzera at all. On that, the Chacham came, because this is what the Gemara ultimately concludes. That the 80 years before and those chacham, and they made a gzera that even tuma that goes into the airspace of Eretz Am without touching is also going to be toilin. And then usha, because that's what we had to re-amend, which was another third place. Oh, they made regarding truma that touches the af of Eretz Am that you burn it, and the truma that didn't touch, it just went to the airspace, that's going to be toilin like the chacham had made in the 80 years beforehand. The Gemara does not address anything regarding kleis chuchas. Now, as Taisa says, the Halekalim Ema, because you cannot say, Dimikara Gazra Aschuchas Litlois. Oh, why can't we say the same answer? Why can't we say that regarding glassware, initially the Gzer was regarding glassware that should be suspended? Well, Besaif Gazra Lissov, and at the end they made the Gzer that it should be burned, Kedmaskin Nagusho, the same way we say regarding the clods of earth, Dakliz Chuchas Loisarfim, regarding the glassware that's you don't burn, meaning Taisa says you cannot say that, oh, that's how we're addressing it. Who made it? I'll tell you, it's the same thing. We didn't have to say it because it's the same thing as we say regarding Eretz Amim, that initially it was Litlis and then ultimately it was Lisrev. You can't say that because Akliz Chuchas Loisarfim, because actually glassware, when it touches Truma, even if it's Tame, it does not require burning. Because I mean, like, come on, like the Gemara says later on, the Avod Rabban Hekera, that was where the Rabbanan made a differentiation. That you should know that the tuma, although glassware is tummy, but that it's only rabbinic, and so now that we tell you not to burn it, the lister b'la truma v'kachim, so that you should not burn truma v'kachim on it. So you see explicitly that you don't burn it. We should know that it's only rabbinic. So how can you? So back to the question. You can't say that that's inherent in the same answer we said regarding Eretz Amim, that mitzchila was litlaism ultimately lister, because we don't say lister by glass. So then the Gemara is not really answering the question. So how do we understand the contradiction? Who made the gzir regarding glassware? The Shlomo Taisus, what you could say is, the Davka b'tumas gabon, specifically regarding the tuma on the outside. In other words, Trumo Kachim that touched the outside of glassware, not the inside, that's Amalek Haman, that's what the Gemara says later on, the inside from Trumo Kachim. That then you don't burn Trumo Kachim that touched a glassware that's tummy. The reason for that is, the in tummy elam mishum de medamelu l'kli matzchis. The only reason why we said it's tummy on the outside, because really we said that glassware is like klicheris, which is not mitami on the outside. We said the reason why it's mitami on the outside is because in some way it's similar to metal. But since we said it's similar to metal, so that's what we want to differentiate from the metal to say that it's only rabbinic, because we're not going to burn it. But that's what Tei says, Avashar Tumas Hamatam Metoris Klicheres, but all the other tumas of the glassware, that it's coming from a different category. Because it's in that way, since it comes from earth, the glass, we consider it halachically like an earthenware vessel. So for example, let's say if Trumo Kachem touched the inside of the glassware, oh, then says Taisus, yes, shoppers say from Truma Kachem, actually we would burn Truma Kachem, because in that way it's totally like earthenware vessel. And since that's the case, so you can explain that the Gemara's answer that Mikara they made Gzeira Litlois and Osef Listroif was not only going on Eretz Amim, was also going on Klitz Chuches, that initially the two Yaisis there, Gzeira was only Litlois, not only Eretz Amim, but also we're going to Klitz Chuches. The Rabban of 80 years before the Churban, they made Gzeira on the Tumah of Truma that touches, let's say, the inside of Klitz Chuches, that it's even going to be Listroif. I would say Loy Listroif. That's only regarding Gaboy, because that's where we have to make the differentiation from the metal where, which that's going to be biblical, but glass is only going to be rabbinic, and because that's the one area where we say the glass is similar to the metal. But all the other places, like the inside, which coming from Klicheres, then we're actually going to burn the truma of the kachim. And since Tesis, anyways, b'chem b'lav hachi, even besides what we just said, tzarech lefarishken lekaman, we have to say this, what we just said, as we're going to explain later on, the f'tazayin and aleph, this idea that we made, that we said that it's only regarding the outside that we have to make that differentiation, not going to burn, in contrast to the inside. Now, says Tesis, l'svarim de garsi hacha, but regarding the text that I brought here in the Gemara, that say, Elami Kara Gazer, but rather actually what was is that initially, Rabbi Yesi ben Yechon and Yesi ben Yezer, they initially made a Gzeira of the Tuman Eretz Am. V'loi Kibla Minayu, and they did not accept it from them, the Gzeira, and then, so this is the way to resolve the contradiction. Who made it? Yes, they initially made it, but they did not accept from them. V'as Rabban Mishmai Nishan, and then years later, the Rabban of the 80 years before the Churban, they came along, V'gazer, and they made the same Gzeira, but V'kibla Minayu, the reason why I say they made it, because they accepted it from them. So then the question is, Lamemra the Chad the Gezeru who Listrif, Havi Listrif. So that's the Gemara asks on that and says, wait a second. So if they say to burn it, is that to say that it was one Gezeru initially, not like we originally had answered that first Litlois and then the sages at a later time said Listrif? Here, the way you're interpreting now is that initially the Gezeru was made by both them Listrif? But the Ame Ilfa Vahulu, but on that the Gemara asked. But Ilfa said, only by Yadayim was Tchilis Gezeres and Listrifa. The inference is, but something else, like regarding this halacha that we're discussing over here, was not Tchilis and Listrif. And that says Taisis, based on that gear, so us as shoppers. So then it also makes sense, the Klis Chulkas Nami, that is regarding glass, where Bishinu Yikama Tirits, that in the first answer, the Gemara had already answered that, yeah, Yesi ben Yez and Yesi ben Yechanan, their initial decree was even regarding glassware, but they didn't accept from them. And then Rabban of the 80 years before the Churban, they also then made the Gzeira Klis Chulkas, and then they accepted from them. So again, it is addressing the question based on that Girsa that we had asked. Wait a second, we're only addressing that of the Eretz Am, and we see, based on that Girsa, that we are also addressing and answering that in the first answer regarding the question also of the Klis Chulkas. Continuing next, Tais Durim Aschel, this begins with the words of the Gemara, the Avira Litlis. And regarding the airspace, to suspend its status, which Tosfos can explain the Mishnah Maseches Taras that speaks about that there's the earth of Eretz Amim is not metama ba'oil. That is, the Brisa, as we're quoting here from Daf Yudalid, said the Gzeiras of Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yechanan that they made a Gzeira on the Tumah of Eretz Amim and on Klis Chuches. The Gemara asks, how could you say they said it? Either about 80 years before the Churban, which were years later, they made the Gzeira on the Tumah of Eretz Amim and regarding Klis Chuches, as the Gemara brings a Brisa. That the Gemara answers that, yeah, initially the Gzeira was on Truma that touches a clod of earth of Eretz Amim, that then you have to burn it. But regarding Truma that only went to the airspace of Eretz Amim, so that they didn't make a Gzeira at all. Then years later, the Chacham of 80 years before the Churban, they came along and they made a Gzeira of the Truma that goes into the airspace of Eretz Amim, even if it doesn't touch, that then they're going to upgrade from nothing to being Taila. In other words, that you're not allowed to eat it, but that you don't burn it. On that, as Taisus, Tema, it seems to be a wonder, because it's not the Mesechdes Olis. We learned the Mishnah Mesechdes Olis in the second parak that says the following halacha. It says, Eilu mitamin b'mago b'masa b'loy b'oil. These things, they contaminate with touch and with carry, but not if it's in the ear space. Etzim kisa'ira, you have a bone the size of a barley corn. Ve'eretz ha'amim, in the land of the nation. So you see that the ear space of the Eretz ha'amim is not mitamin b'oil. Even with oil, where let's say it's hovering over or even covered by the same canopy. So how could the Gemara say over here that they made a Gzeira on the tum of the even the airspace of Eretz Amim, which is metam in the airspace, and there we see that it's not. B'Shlemite says, what you could say is, the Hasan Mairi there in that mission is talking about, Kugan Shehevi Ofam Eretz Amim L'Eretz Yisrael. It's not that you're in the airspace of the Eretz Amim. Rather, if you bring the earth of Eretz Amim to Eretz Yisrael, and if someone's leaning over that earth, it's not going to be metam of oil. If he's not touching it. But Truma that went into the airspace of Eretz Amim, they did make a Gzeira of Tumah, even if he's just in the airspace, even without touching it. Or Inami, another approach, as you could say, Kereb Shimon, that actually that mission is going like Kereb Shimon, Dama, that he says, Kivri Akum, the burial places of non-Jews. that it does not contaminate by being in the airspace. So therefore, obviously, they were not more stringent in the actual airspace of the lands of the nations more than the graves, which that was the whole reason of the Gezeirah in the first place. And since he holds that there's no tumah of oil by the kever, obviously, it's not going to be any tumah of the airspace. But our Gemara is going like the Chacham, who disagreed with Shimon, and they hold the Kibri Akam are metam ba'oil. And therefore, yes, they made the Gezeirah too of even the airspace being metama in the Aver of Eretz Amim. Over it's another answer, brings Taisus, is that he Mishnah, that Mishnah over there that's saying that the airspace, the off of the Eretz Amim is not Matama Ba'il, that was Nishnah's Kaidim Gezerah Shekazar Alavira. That Mishnah was taught before they made the Gezerah on the airspace, Ela Gush Mavan, only on the clods of earth. Like we said, that there were stages. First they made the Gezerah on the Gush, and then they made on the Aver. That Mishnah was taught before they made the Gezerah on the airspace. And V'chei Mashma says Taisus actually sounds like that. But the comment from the fact that the Gemara tells us, Al Gusha Litlois, that Mishnah that tells us over there that our Gemara, when it talks about Yesi ben Yez and Yesi ben Yechanan, the words are as follows. They said, Al Gusha Litlois, on the clods of earth itself, if it touches Shumo, it's going to be suspended. It's like a suffix. And they said, regarding the airspace, they didn't make an exerto. So says Taisiv and Maikam, why did they say Vala Virvala Klum? Why is the Gemara telling us that regarding the airspace, they didn't make anything? Lema, say, the Mikara Gazra al Tavayu Litlis. Why did the Gemara have to say this? That, oh, for the Avra, they didn't make an Xer at all. Why couldn't the Gemara have said that initially, on both the Gush and the Avra, their Gezer was to suspend it? And then later on, when the Chachamim, which were 80 years before the Churban, they were Gazral Gushal Israel, they upgraded to say in the stringency that even the clods of earth, that it's not just going to be Litlis, it's going to be Lisrif, Valavirka, the Koykoy. And regarding the airspace, they retained that status of Litlis. Why did the Gemara have to say that the two Yaisis were Valavir Veliklum? Ella rather says Taisus, yeah, Mishnah de Muchach Mishnah de Olis, because it was obvious to them from the Mishnah Olis, like we just taught, that Mishnah was obviously taught at an earlier stage, that they said that the Af of Eretz Am, there's not going to be any Tumas Oil at all, not even Litlois, that obviously the Mitzchilik, Keshagaz Al Gusha, because initially, like when the two Yaisis made their Gezer, when they made the Gezer on the clods of the earth, Loi Gaz Al Avir, there was no Gezer on the airspace, so that's the answer that we're giving, which is obvious from that Mishnah, that's why our Gemara says, regarding the first Yaisis, that Val Avir Veliklum. Now Taisa explains and he says, this is the Gemara asks, and Masechtas Nazir, the Perakon God will not Nandalma base. Eretz Amim, the lands of the nations, Mishum Avir Gazrula. What's the reason why we made that the lands of the nations considered tummy when someone goes in there? Is it because of the airspace? Or Mishum Gushu Gazrula? Or was it because the land itself? Says Taisa, Hapshita, it's obvious, the Avir Name Gazru, that obviously the airspace they had also made a Gezer, because they got Mahacha, like our Gemara is saying over here. So what's the Gemara's question over there? Is it because of Gush or because of Avir? El Aranda says, this is what the Gemara is saying with it. When it says, Mishma Vira Gazrulau, when it's saying, is it because of the airspace that they made Gzeir, what the Gemara means to ask, it means to say like this. It means to say, you cannot, yes, everyone agrees that there's a tumma on the Aver. Question is, how do you qualify that? Is it that when it says Mishma Vira, that means to say, it's the airspace itself, not in regards to like the air that hovers over the ground? I mean, you cannot go into the airspace of Eretz Am in any situation. A fill out this shaded table, maybe even through some box or some tower or whatever it is that's totally closed in, because you cannot be in the airspace. When it says, or is it because of the earth, what it means to say is, yes, it's the airspace, but it has to be that the airspace is hovering over the earth. But if it's not hovering, covering over the earth, what does that mean? Let's say in some airplane, in some closed area, then you'd be tar. That was the Gemara's question. But of course, as our Gemara says over here, everyone agrees that there is a tumah in even the Aviv Eretz Am. So Taisus had said a question that the Mishnah Taurus it's brought that the by the off of Eretz Am, it's not metam oil. Whereas in our sugya, we see that they did make a gzeira of tumah even on the Aviv Eretz Am. So Taisus has three approaches. Either that the off of Eretz Amim is not Matama Ba'oil, that specifically when you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. But Truma that goes into the airspace of the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael is going to be Tama even in the airspace. Or the Mishnah in Tyrus is like Reb Shimon, who he says the Kivri Akum are not Matama Ba'oil, so therefore obviously the Tumah of Eretz Amim is not going to be more stringent than that. But our Gemara is going like the Chacham, who holds that there is a Tumah of Kivri of the Chachavim, and therefore, which is Matama Ba'oil, I mean, everyone agrees that there's Tumah, but in regards to oil, and therefore they made the Gzeirah even on the airspace of the Eretz Am. And the third approach was that actually the Mishnah Taurus was taught before the Gzeir was ever instituted on the Tumah of Eretz Am. And that's why Tais explained our Gemara, why the Gemara had to say in the initial stage of the two Yeses that Valavira was Velekulam. The next Tais to him asks, begins the words of the Gemara, Al Shisha Sveika Sarfin. We're getting six doubts, we burn the Truma. Tais can explain that when we're saying the number six, was only the doubts that were instituted in Usha that we said that you're going to burn Truma on them. That is, the Mishnah Taurus was quoted that on regarding six doubts, we burn the Truma, as if it was definitive Truma, because generally on doubts, we're toilin, we don't burn it. But on six places, we do burn it. So, Aymer Rida re-explains that Fila Ikas Fekas Yesa, even if there are actually other doubts, Shasarifness at Truma Lane, that we actually do burn the Truma because of these doubts. For example, Sachacha is surprised when you have different things that are jutting out, that we're in doubt whether if it's over the area of the dead person and the Truma or not. Okay, it's a case like this, that actually the halacha is we do burn it. So that's not a difficulty why we're saying there's only six, because Hachalei Chashav, here our Gemara is only counting Elahanu de Tekina B'Usha, only those that were instituted in Usha. In Usha, they instituted six. There were Sveikas that Yisayfim, but yet there could be other cases, as we brought, we're going to Schachas and Parais, that even though it's a Safik, we would give it the Halacha of Sarfim. Then next, Tais de Maskel. Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Al Safik Beis HaPras. One of the cases is a doubt of a Beis HaPras. We're trying to explain which Beis HaPras there is. So Mishnah Taurus said, on six doubts, we're going to burn the Truma as if it was definitive Tuma. And one of them is the doubt of the Beis HaPras. So near the read, it appears to the read, because there are different types of Beis HaPras. The Mari Besad the Shenechesh Bakeb. We're talking about which type of Beis HaPras. It's a field that a grave was plowed over in the field. Where the Tar Midaraisa, that biblically, it's that area is going to be considered Tar. Because we presume that the plow didn't dig as deep until where the dead person is. And if we don't presume that the area is Tameh, we presume that it's Tar from the dad of Tameh. Because B'lei Chashin lets him say, we're not concerned for that there is a bone the size of a barley corn. And therefore, V'lei Havel Mele Rabban, so it's only rabbinically. And that we're saying that they gave it this halacha anyways of the Suffolk to make it that the Rabban and Geyser, that we're going to give it a definitive Tumah to burn it. Of a sadr shavid bakever, a different base of pras, which is a case when in the field, we don't know where the burial place was in this field. Says Taisus, have a sveik de raisa. That's a biblical doubt because if a person is going over where the dead person is, that's a biblical tumah because the mace is intact. Can the muchav might cut, like it's obvious in the gemara, might cut enough heim a base. So says Taisus, because the imkain, if that's the case. Meaning, if it was not what we're saying, what we're proving, that it would even be by the case of a Savik Deiraisa, so then the Chachamim, Amaika Amri, why do they say, as the Gemara brings, that Av Savik Ma'agib, they say, even if you're not sure if you touched in the private domain, the Allah is going to be telling you to suspend it, which that sounds like that there's only a Savik Tumo. But Vatanan Beperik Vavatayis within the six Perik Mesech Tayris, the Chal Sveikis, Mishas Yachad, all doubts, Mishas Yachad, Allah is going to be Tameh in a definitive way. So obviously, says Taisis, that when we're saying over here, the Savaka Beis HaPras must be a field that the Kever was plowed over, and not a field that a Kever was lost, because then the Halacha of the Chacham wouldn't make sense. Why would they say Taitlin if the Halacha would have to be Tameh? If you have a Suffolk Tumah, obviously we don't even have a Suffolk Tumah, meaning the biblical Suffolk Tumah. We have at most this rabbinic concern, and therefore we could understand their case of when you're not sure if you even touched in the first place, that you're going to say Tumah, because if not, all the Sveikis and Rosh Hashanah should have to be Tumah. Tumah next Taste of Nasal, it begins with the words of the Gemara about Bigdi Am Aretz, regarding the garments of ignoramus, which Taste can explain why is it that, as we're saying, that the garments of Am Aretz are Tumah. Which again, we brought this Mishnah Taurus that said regarding six doubts, we burned the Truma as if it was a definitive Tumah. One of them is the Suffolk of the garments of Am Aretz. So it says Taisa, because the Gazra Leim, the Rabbanim made Xer regarding their garments. Shiyu Kizavin, he made the Xer on the Amarats in themselves. Shiyu Kizavin, the Chodavrim, that they should be considered like a Zav, as if he had a Ziva discharge for all halachic purposes. And Vafilo Reik Shaloi Tumah, that even his spittle is going to be Tumah. As the halacha is by the ziva, by the zav, as the pasuk actually mentions regarding his bid, the amma beperek basra the chagiga, like it says in the last paragraph of the chagiga, the chav gimel medalf, where there it's talking about when someone finished producing a garment in a state of tahara, even if it was made by tamachachem and he was careful, still you have to immerse it if it's being utilized for kachim, but you just don't have to have hair of shemesh. Why? It's a gzeir, it's a rabbinic decree, mishum tzinei dama aretz, because although he did it all carefully, but maybe the spittle of amma aretz touched it as he was finishing and it's still moist, so therefore we say, oh, you got to table it. So we see that we give these, if we're being metame the spittle of Am Haaretz, obviously we're considering him as a Zav, because Vafela Tamei Meis, because even someone who is an Avatama, because he came in contact with a dead person, Rik Shalei Ainu Tamei, the spittle of such a person not Tamei. And obviously, if this spittle of the Am Haaretz is Tamei, it's because we're considering him like a Zav. Ela but says Taisus, Shasu Kazav, although we're saying that we're making him like a Zav, that's Lavad Mehesit Umidris. But there are certain exclusions that we don't, for the laws of Hesed, which if he causes something to move, or Medrash, or if he sits and lays in something, regarding that, Shalei Gazulav, regarding that, we did not treat Dama Oretz like a full-fledged Zav. How do we know this? When the Mishnah teaches over there, regarding thieves that went into a house. So the Mishnah says, Ein Tamei Lamokim Ragla Ganavim. The only area that's considered Tamei, because they're moving things around, and these thieves, we don't consider them people that are tar. So the Mishnah says, the only place that's Tamei is the place where the feet of the Ganavim, the thieves, had gone. Umahin Matam, and what do we consider that were Tamei through the Ganavim? Our Oichel and Mashkin are going to food items and beverages, because like we said, we consider these Amaratsim, these thieves, like Zav. Avo Klicheres, Amokav Tzamin Pasal, regarding an earthenware vessel that was surrounded with a tightly sealed, fastened seal, Umishkavis, Umeshavis, or beds and chairs, that we say that it's tar. So although we're treating them as a zav, but regarding hesed, regarding mishkav umeshav, medras, that we don't treat them like a zav. Now, but the halacha says, v'myeshimo nachri aisha. But if with the ganavim, they were non-Jews or a woman, then hakol tamei, then everything would be tamei. Why is that? Because regarding non-Jews, we decreed them as a zav for all halachic purposes, even regarding hesed and medras. And so to the wife of Amaretz, there's also concern because maybe she's in need or really a bona fide zava, not just a gzera that we gave it the status. She might really be a zava. Therefore, we have to treat everything as its tamei as would be by a zava. Now says Taisis, Bahanizakin. The Gemara in Gittin of Samachal v'Mabez, Mashman Namahachi also sounds like this, that Ma'am Ha'aretz, although we're treating him like a Zav, as we're saying here in our Gemara regarding the big Dam Ha'aretz, but he's not going to return in Behesed. Why? Because the Gemara there is discussing regarding depositing Truma by Yisrael, that's Ma'am Ha'aretz. And you're allowed to, and we're not concerned that he's going to touch it, because he's not accustomed to partaking of Truma. But not by a coin, that Ma'am Ha'aretz, because, oh, he's used to Truma and he might come to touch it. Now, the Parach that the Gemara asks, but Valechish, so we should be concerned, even if, let's say, the Am Haaretz is not going to partake of it, but Shema Tasitim Ishtoi Nida, maybe the wife who's a Nida will cause it to move, and therefore, even by Yisrael Am Haaretz, we should not allow Truma to be put over there because she's going to make it Tameh by as a Nida make causing it to move, which will be Metameh. One thing is, Tasitim Ishtoi Mashmet sounds like the fact that it's asking regarding the wife, it sounds like the who ain't Metameh Hesed, but he himself, again, although we're treating him like a Zav, but regarding him causing it to move, we would not treat him like a Zav, and that proves that point that we said it's not for everything that we treat him as a Zav. Now, Vasafik Reikin Nami. So to regarding the doubt of the spittle, the comment that we say, the Chashina Shemeshalama Oretz Hensha Reikin Tomei, that we're concerned that maybe the spittle is of Ama Oretz, which we said that their spit is Tomei Hainukid the Parishas. That's like what we said before, because what's the pshat that we say that we're concerned for the Safik spittle that we find that we consider Tomei? That's because, again, we treat the Am Haaretz like a Zav. But says Taisa, that's for Lake Pirsha Kunjas. That's not like the way Rashi explains. The Pirsh that he explains, the Begad Am Haaretz Tamei, why are we considering the garment of Am Haaretz Tamei? He says a different interpretation. Not like we were saying because we give him the halacha as a Zav, which could be there's the spittle. No, he says the Chashina Shemi Yashva Lav Ishtay Nida. He says that maybe the wife, that's a Nida, that maybe she sat on the garments, which, yeah, that would, since she's a Nida, and we don't trust them that they know the laws of Nida well enough, or that they're careful regarding it, that would go ahead and make the garments Tamei because she's sitting on it. So it's Taisa, you don't have to come on to what Rashi is saying, because you could say that he himself is Metamei, his garments, when he touched it, because we treat him, at least in that regard, like a Zav, although, again, like we said, there are certain exceptions regarding that of Hesed and regarding that of Medrash. Continuing next Taisa, Vasil, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Vasafik me ragli adam. And regarding the doubt of the urine of a person, shekeneged meiragla behema, that's near the urine of an animal. So this comes to explain that we don't burn truma regarding a tummy that's a double doubt, what's called a svek svekum, which she comes to disagree with Rashi's interpretation. As the Mishnah Tyrus said, as we've been saying, regarding six doubts, we burn the truma, as if it was definitive tumma. One of them is if there is a doubt regarding the urine of a person that's found near the urine of an animal. Now, Pesha Kunjas, Rashi explains, what is the Gemara coming to say? He's saying, this svek svekuhu, even though it's a double doubt, well, first of all, we have a doubt regarding this urine. Is it from a human, or is it from an animal? And then, additionally, even if it's from a person, we don't know if it's from a person that's tar or tummy. And that's what the halacha, according to Rashi, is coming to say. Even though it's a double doubt, we're going to go ahead and treat it as tameh, and like even a definitive tameh. We're going to burn it. But it says Taisa Bakasha, but it's difficult in Rashi's interpretation. Because the Beperged B'nai's could mean the Gemara need the Davlami Gimel B'nai's. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah over there, it says, the Ein Sarvin Alehen, we don't burn on the garments of Kutim that touch Truma. Why? Neshet Tumasin B'safik. Because the whole Tumah of the Kutim is a doubt. So although we're going to consider it as Tumah, we can't go ahead and burn Truma because of that. Because like we said, in general, regarding a Safik, we don't burn. On that, we're meaning the Gemara asked a contradiction. We said in our Gemara, we brought that Alvav Sveik is sorry for Mechulu regarding six doubts. We do burn the Truma, and one of them is the garments of Amma Aretz. So you see that the garment of Amma Aretz that touches Truma, we burn the Truma, even though the doubt, the Tumah is only out of doubt. So why do we say by the garments of a Kutim that touch Truma that we don't burn the Truma because it's only out of doubt? Mashani and the Gemara answers, oh, the Masnitin, the Hasan Mairi, that Mishnah is talking about the Ikka Sveik Sveika. That is a double doubt. Umishamachi in Surfin, and therefore that's why you're not going to burn the truma that touched the garments of a kutim, because you don't burn truma on the svek sveka. Yeah, the Mishnah of the Vav Sveka is a suffix. There is a svek sveka. It says Taisis, Lapirsha Kuntras, Hal Savik, Meriagle, Adam Shasurf. But one of the six cases is this case that we're discussing over here in our Taisis. Regarding the doubt of the urine of a person that you do burn Avagav Dava Svek Svek, even though according to Rashi's interpretation, a double doubt, you see you do burn. So how is that a good answer over there in the Gemara Masechta Nida? So therefore, Vanir Lareed, the Reed disagrees with Rashi's interpretation. He says, no, actually, the Nakud Miragal Behemah, this is the Gemara points out, that we find the urine of this, the urine that we're finding near the urine of an animal, is not to say, like Rashi says, that, oh, even though now it's a double doubt, that still we're going to say that it's Tameh. No, to the contrary. Mishum Dikashen Zeh, it's all Zeh, because when you have the urine near the urine of an animal, Hey Nikaris Tvei Shen Shaladim, you could more easily discern that it's not the urine of an animal, because you could see the differences. It's obviously the urine of a person and not of an animal. Veleke Ela Safek Echad, there you only have one doubt. Meaning, if there was only this one puddle of urine, you wouldn't know. Then you would have a double doubt. But when it's near the urine of an animal, now you know that it's not the urine of an animal, you know it's the urine of a man. Now you have one suffix, it's from a person that's Torah, that of a tummy, therefore you're going to be siphoned. So that's what's coming to tell you near the urine of an animal, not to say it's suffix sveka. To the contrary, coming to tell you that it's only one suffix, and therefore we're going to be siphoned, as we see obviously when the Gemara Nida says the Taisis, and we see from there that by suffix sveka we're not going to burn, which seems not like Rashi. The next taste of the Ramaskal says, begins with the words of the Gemara, Allah Matanan, why do we learn the Mishnah, Elu Chaitz and Mekalim, that these are things that are considered interpositions regarding the vessels, which Chayes comes to explain the proof of the Gemara, that regarding glassware, that Tevila is effective for it in the Mikvah. And that is, the Gemara said, that the reason why the Chum made a Gzeira of Tumah on glassware, is since the way it comes from its initial creation of glass is from the sand, so Rabban gave it a similar halacha of something that also comes from the ground, which are klicheres, which therefore is makabel tumah like klicheres, even though it's not written in the Torah. Now that the Gemara asks, if the Rabban considering glass were like klicheres, so then they should not have a purification in the mikvah, because klicheres cannot be purified, it has to be broken to be purified. I will learn in the Mishnah that says that these are things that are interpositions by Kalim, is regarding tar and mor. And those are things that are problematic in Kli Zchuches. So obviously you see, if you're telling me that there's halachas of chatzitza to it, obviously there's halachas of tefillin and ikvah. So it says the Gemara, obviously you see, and that's the Gemara's question, that you see that glassware could be tabled in the mikvah. And that says Taisis, but Taisis is bothered with a question. Says, and he says it in the answer. He says, but like, man, you cannot say, oh, dahi tefillah, yeah, that immersion that we were told regarding glassware was not regarding tahara. Because, yeah, that is like klicheres that would have to be broken. That was bekelim chadoshim. That was talking about regarding when you buy new vessels, kishakayim ananach, when you buy from a non-Jew, kida amim b'seh mesech zavidzah, like the Gemara says, on davayin heim abeis mesech zavidzah, the tzrichi tzrilet, you have to table something when you buy it new from a non-Jew. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Those things stick so much to glass. Maybe that's what we're talking about regarding chatzitza. But who said it's anything regarding that you see you could be metarid by tefillah in the mikvah? So it's Taisa, no, you can't say that because the Gitani Seifam, the parak test of Masechta Mikvayis. At the end, in the ninth parak of Masechta Mikvayis, the Mishnah says over there, al shulchan on the table, val tavla and a tablet, val dargish and like a type of a bed, val dulfkvi, also similar chaytitzin, that these things are going to be chatzitza, that those things, when you buy them from a guy, they don't have to have a tevila, because it's only kalim vessels that are used for eating purposes when you buy from a non-Jew has to be tevila. So by those cases of the table and the tavla, that obviously, if we're talking about Kli Zchuches, that Amakabal Tumah, obviously it's that when we're saying that you're doing a Tvila, is obviously it's referring to the Tahara regarding the Tumah, that Tvila and Mikvah does help, because those things that you're saying, that those things are going to be chatzitza, well, that wouldn't pertain regarding the halacha of tefillah. When you're buying from a non-Jew, obviously that's referring to the tefillah of Tahara. So you see that the halachas of chatzitza, as they apply to glass, is not just for buying from a non-Jew, it's even for that of Tahara from its tumah. Continuing next text, the Masal text begins with the words of the Gemara, where a mayor he is actually going like a mayor. Dama that he says, everything goes after the thing that sustains it. The text can explain why didn't the Gemara bring the opinion of the Chachamim that they also hold Hakol Ha'ilach Achamayim. That is, the Gemara brought that the reason why the Chacham made a gzera of Tuma on glassware, since it starts from the earth, like meaning sand, like Klicheres, therefore we gave the halachas of Tuma to glassware like Klicheres. Now the Gemara asks, if it's like Klicheres, then it should not have tar in the mikvah. I will learn, as we said in the previous places, that there are certain chatzitzas regarding glassware. Obviously there's tar in the mikvah, and in fact there's laws of chatzitza. Now the Gemara answered, oh, we're talking about, for example, if the glassware developed a hole, and then they put lead into the holes, where now, yes, it's going to have the halacha as metalware. Because it's going like Rameir that he says everything goes based on the maimed. Now, since this thing that you could, although it's a glassware, but the only reason why you could use it is because what's sustaining it is that you filled up the plug, you plugged it up with lead, so it's like considered like metalware, where, yeah, metalware you're allowed to do tefillah and mikvah. That's the case that we're saying that the glassware that the tefillah and mikvah is going to be effective, because like metalware, and that's why those things are considered chatzitza. But you're right, regular glassware is like klicheres, which tefillah and mikvah would not be effective. And that is Taisus. But the Gemara tells us later on the New Testament base. The Ktani, there's a Mishnah that was quoted, Shahir ibn Chem Yoimi, he said, Betabas, regarding a ring, he says, Halach achar chesma. You go based on the seal. Ba'oil, by a yoke, Halach achar samanayin, you go based on the pegs. Besulam, Halach achar shlibayisa b'chul, you go based on the ladder, you go based on the rungs, etc. Where, since the seal, which is the primary element, is from metal, so it's makabal, the ring is makabal tum. But the Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, everything goes on the thing, even though it's not the main thing, the thing that supports it. And since the ring itself, which supports the seal, is made out of wood, so it's considered like pshut dekliyit, and it's not makabel tama. And that asks Taisus, why loy ma'isi hacha? How come the Gemara only quotes Remeir? You see, the Chachamim, which we always like quoting Chachamim, they also say the same concept of hakol leilach ha'chamayim. Why are we quoting only Remeir? So that says Taisus, because the hachik kari maimed, in our context of our Gemara, what are we calling maimed? As the Gemara is saying, it's what you're putting into the glass, where you have glass, where it has a hole. So you're plugging it up with some lead. But v'hasim kari maimed, the chacham, when they're talking about a maimed, it's davar ha-maimed kli atzma. It's something that's supporting the whole vessel itself. Kugan amude sulam, like the pillars of the ladder, shemechab mesashlivis, that keeps the rungs together. And the ring that holds up the whole seal, that's the primary element of the vessel itself. So therefore, that's what we could understand, that you go hoylechach ha-maimed. But in our Gemara, it's not really the main thing. It's just something that plugs it up. So, okay, you could call it sustains it. You would actually be able to say that, no, maybe only Chachamim over there, they go Halachachamim, because that's the primary element of the whole thing. It's supporting the whole thing. Therefore, you could say what's the qualifier. But you could say that in our Gemara, it's just plugging it up, although that's in our Gemara, we're calling it Maimed, that only Ramei would say that, but the Chachamim would not hold over here, that would be enough to say that it's considered metalware, so that you can be Matar the Kli by immersing the Mikvah. The next text of the Masal text begins with the words of the Gemara, the Chachamim mitaren, and the sages, they say that it's tar. Which text can explain the machlekes remain the Chacham. That is, we learned in the Brisa that glassware that developed a hole and you plugged it up with lead. So Bishrim Lil said, it's machlekes remain the Chacham. Remain says it's going to be tame, Chacham says it's going to be tar. Now, from this Brisa, the Gemara proved that it's, yeah, obviously, if Remain is saying that it's tame, well, it's glassware. Oh, because you go based on the maimed, where you plugged it up with lead, so it's metal, and therefore it's going to be tameh, whereas the Chacham say, no, it's going to be tar, because you don't go based on the maimed. But on that, Taisus bothered, if you're going to say, how could you prove from here? The Remeir, so the Remeir holds, the Remeir obviously holds, you go based on the maimed, but Taisus says, I can tell you a different reasoning and rationale of this machlekes. Maybe this, the Remeir says, is going to be tameh, is mishum the chash of stibim al yas. It's simply because he holds, when you plug up the glassware that has a hole with lead, that's considered bona fide closing up, and therefore it's a full-fledged vessel. But a metameh b'din kli zchuchis, it's going to be tameh because it's a bona fide glassware. But limit in kli matzchis, and not because it's considered metalware. But v'chacham, that they disagree, like chashvayistim al yasa, it's not a good seal. It's not good. You plugged it up with some lead. It could come out. It's not really part of the original glass. L'kach matam l'gamim. Therefore, they say it's going to be totally tar. How do you see from here? The Remeir holds. So today's Vishlim, what you could say is, because the Mistabele, it's logical to the Gemara, the Lekuli Alma Havestim Malyasa. No, according to everyone, plugging up the glass with some lead is closing it up very good. And therefore, they didn't want to say that that's the Machlekes. Well, Pligi, what's their Machlekes? The Remeir, Metame, Tome, the Reis, Remeir says it's biblically going to be Tame, Medin, Kli, Matches, because it's not all we consider it metal. And therefore, it has a biblical Tome. Oh, well, how's the metal? It's a glassware. Oh, because the Sabah HaKol, everything goes based on what supports it. Since without this lead, it would be useless, so we consider it a metalware. Lacham, Metame, the Reis, Lacham say, no, biblically it's going to be Tahar, because, no, we don't go based on the Maimed. It says Taisis, but rabbinically, yes, the Chama would agree that it's going to be Tame. Why? Because they made a gezeirah regarding the glassware in general, that they said glassware is going to be Tame rabbinically, and that would they would agree that it's going to be rabbinically Tame, because the steam malyasa, meaning regarding the category of glassware, they agree it's glassware because it's a steam malyasa. So of course rabbinically they're going to agree. When the Chachamim say it's tar, they only say tar on the biblical level because it's not considered as metal, but it is considered as a regular bona fide glassware because you closed up the holes, and therefore rabbinically it is going to become a Tame. Because as Tais explains, Aval Ein Lafash, but don't explain which one might think as you're reading the Gemara. The Rabbanan, as you continue on top of Tezayin Medav, Mitar and Legamri, that actually when they say it's tar, when you plugged it up with lead, it's totally tar. Mishum Nechashiv Elohu Kekliher is because they consider it as earthenware vessel, which is, Damrin, but they sefta, it's in the sefta. Klichere Shatir Sha'achas, regarding earthenware vessels, which were purified for one moment, meaning if you at any point broke the earthenware vessel, the halacha is, Shuvayin Lek Tumala Oilam, then it's not going to become tummy anymore ever again. And that's what the Chacham are saying, that yes, even if you plug it up, it's too late, you already broke it, it's not going to come back to its halachas of tumo. If that's what their opinion was, then Dim Kain, if that's the case, Menol under Remeir, Azal Basamayim, and then we'll come back to the question, how does the Gemara know that Remeir goes based on the Maimid? How do you know that? Dim Alab Medin Kli Matzchis Metame, maybe Remeir is not saying that it's Tame because it's considered metal. Rather, because he goes according to his reasoning, the Isli b'Tesefta, that he disagrees with what we just said. He holds in the Tesefta, the Kalim, the Klicher Shatir, that actually the vessels of earthenware vessels that were purified, I mean that broke, Shuvi Yeshli Tumah. He holds that when you fix it, it could get back its halach of Tumah. The Tanya Hasim, like the Brisa teaches over there, Shuli HaMachatzin, which are the earthenware vessels that were made to draw up wine from the pit where they would make the wine, and if it broke, the only thing you have is the bottom of it, or Vishuli HaPachasim, which are the bottoms of large barrels, or the kakaras that came also, like these, the leftovers of the shards of the vessels, and their wools, etc., which it's brought over there, that sheep and vassan came, if you fix it and you make it back and you fix it into regular vessels, and then you fill up with them, that now it will go back to its halacha of receiving tumma once again. That's Divrei Meir, where he holds that it could regain its halacha of tumma. But Chamayim, they say that no, kol kli cheresh atir sha'achas, if it ever had that it was already broken up, that it's not tumma anymore, shul v'chulu, then they hold it's not going to have tumma ever again. So you'd be able to say that their homachlikis is based on the halachas. Do you say that you could make it back its tumma again? Obviously, says Taisus, that the Chacham hold that it is going to be tummy as a Kli Schuches because of the rabbinic halacha when you fix it. Because if not, then you cannot say that a mayor holds specifically that it's tummy because of Basa Maimid. You could say that it's because of that, it's just because it's considered back to a vessel that originally was. Obviously, no, even the Chacham agree to that, because they hold rabbinically it is. Now, what's Remeir saying tummy if they're also agreeing tummy and they're saying tar? That's regarding its halacha being like a metal Kli. Metal Kli? Yes, because Remeir holds HaKoil Holach Achar HaMaimid. However, in regards to everything we just said about this point, but Tais is bringing Rabbeinu Shmuel Garis. Rabbeinu Shmuel, his gears actually is, as we had been precluding from the whole time. He actually says, Remeir, when the Gemara says, Remeir, not like our Tais de Maskel says. Not like our Girsa that, oh, it's Remeir that holds you go after the Maimon. It's Remeir the Chash of Stim Malyas that he holds that when you close up a glassware with lead, it's considered a bona fide closing up. And therefore, it's considered like a vessel. And therefore, it's going to be tummy. And therefore, that it has this halacha. But Veloy Garis, he does not have the Girsa, the Amaha Koilelech Achamayim, that everything goes based on the thing that seals it. When Mefarish, and he explains that Pligi Remeir Rabban Mahachi, this is the Machlik Remeir Rabban. The Remeir Chashab Leistim Mal Yasser, Remeir considers it as a bona fide closing and making back into a valid vessel. Rabbanon, Leichashib Leistim Mal Yasser, they don't consider it a bona fide closing up. Hilkech, Metaran, Legami, therefore, they totally purify it. Whereas Remeir says, no, it's going to be tummy. Or the Kuliyama, and according to everyone, Ihavestim Mal Yasa. If it was a good closing, yes, Havazlina Basa Maimed, then we would go based on the Maimed. And Hilkach, therefore, the Remei Yeshle Tar B'Mikvah, therefore, it does have Tar in the Mikvah. So in other words, since he holds that it's a stima mal yasa, then you go bust to the maimed. So it comes out according to Rabbeinu Shmuel that yes, both the Rabban and the Meir, it's not just your Meir. Everyone agrees you go bust to the maimed. And therefore, okay, if you're going bust to the maimed, it's going to be metal. And therefore, it could be the glassware, which is now considered metalware, in the mikvah. The Omachalik Rabbeinu Rabban was only do we consider the closing of the lead as a stima mal yasa. We consider steam mal yasa. Therefore, it's a good vessel. And now that it's a good vessel, we're going to consider it based on the maimed, which is metalware. But according to Rabbanan, the reason why it's going to be totally tar, not like Taisa said that it's only going to be biblically tar, that according to him it's going to be even rabbinically tar, is because we don't consider it as a kli at all. Because it's not considered a good closing, so it's like a broken vessel. Which is not like Taisa that said according to Rabbanan that it's tame, at least rabbinically, it's only tar midaraisa. That's going to be the difference in the opinion of Rabbeinu Shmuel.